This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
My name's John Hanrahan. I'm president of the Nova Scotia Union of Public and Private Employees, and I'm here in Istanbul with Labour Start because solidarity is a global thing.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In Istanbul, Turkey, the labor movement's news and campaigning service, Labor Start, held its annual global conference November 18th to 20th. Labor Start provides an ongoing labor news feed organized by over 1,000 volunteers based all around the world. Its Act Now campaigning service has more than 75,000 online members. It has helped thousands of workers in their struggles for trade union and human rights. In keeping with its activist support for labor struggles, the delegates at the conference walked the picket line in support of 62 unionists who had been laid off at a Turkish company. Here is a report prepared by Derek Blackadder.
My name is Martin van der Berge. I'm affiliated with FNV Bondgenoten, which is a union in the Netherlands. It has a lot of different sectors. And I'm also working for Transnational Information Exchange, Thai Netherlands, which is an international network which stimulates exchange between labor unionists around the world. We're really interested in the use of new social media for labor unionizing. I mean, there's not a lot of information on it, and we are interested in using it as a tool in our international projects.
My name is Christine Peter. I'm with the International Metal Workers Federation. We are on our way to a dispute that our affiliate, Berleşik Metaliş, has been part of. 62 workers at GIA, which is a subsidiary of GIA Group, which is a German-owned company, a mechanical engineering company. They've been locked out. They were dismissed in July, and they have been on holding a picket for over 4 months. We've been in correspondence with the company that says that they are not violating any trade union rights, despite all the workers that have been dismissed are union members. And it's clear to us that they are trying to crush the union before the contract renegotiation period starts December 31st.
As a German company, GIA has a responsibility to respect international labor rights as a member of the OECD. And as a company operating in Turkey, it has an obligation to respect fundamental labor rights because Turkey has ratified Convention 87 of the International Labor Organization. It is clear to us that GIA is repeatedly violating fundamental international labor rights. They are aggressively attacking workers and the union, and they are refusing to meet with us, and all of us are here to say this has to stop now. We are Turks, we are Germans, we are Australians, we are Norwegians, we are Americans, we are everywhere that this company operates and everywhere it wants to operate. We are here to pledge full and ongoing solidarity to all of the GIA workers until there is a fair and just resolution and all workers are reinstated.
Labor Start was launched in 1998. Its founder and editor is Eric Lee. Here is Eric addressing the rally in support of the laid-off Turkish workers.
I cannot tell you how happy I am to be here. We talk a lot about workers and struggle, but you are actually on the front line. We come here with a very strong message to your employer. You must respect the rights of these workers. And you must obey the law. And we will win. Solidarity forever.
The workers, united, will never be defeated. The workers, united, will never be defeated.
İşçiler yenilmezler.
This is Derek Blackadder from Labor Start, reporting for Radio Labor.
Labor Start's website can be found at www.laborstart.org. And that's it. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity forever.